Hello and welcome to the Sono Mojo Podcast, episode 15. Today we have Dan Clark and Cody Patner with us. Guys, say hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, man?
Well, so guys, the Mariners have just completed a three-game series with Adelina. I mean, it's 2-1, two nice wins and a kind of stinging loss, but, you know, we can kind of we'll talk about that for a second, and we'll look ahead to this weekend's big matchup with the New York Yankees, who currently sit well ahead of everybody else in the wild card race, but some wins against them would really help the Mariners, who currently sit a half game back of the second wild card spot in a tie with Kansas City. After Texas lost tonight, the Yankees lost tonight, after the Angels lost to Texas, and stuff like that. So the Mariners have a big weekend coming up, and they can't really afford to have much happen. And also in that, Guillermo Heredia and Robinson Cano are both statuses up in the air at the moment, and so we'll get into a little bit of that. And at the moment, it looks like we only have Colby right here. Well, hopefully we'll get Dan back in at some point. And if we don't, it'll just be me and Colby tag teaming this one. So, Colby, what did you see that you liked from this last series? What did you see that you didn't like, etc.?
What I liked is that they were able to get to win two games without using Nelson Cruz, which is really nice to see. And they actually scored in those two games. So they scored 9 yesterday. And then they scored 6 on the opening game. So they scored 15 runs without him. That's nice to see. I thought the starting pitching was actually pretty good this series. I mean, Gonzalez gave you about as good as you can get from him right now. Andrew Albers had another, you know, solid 5 innings. And, you know, Erasmo Ramirez, who somehow has become the staff ace, he had another really good ball game. And, you know, I also like, and I got to give some credit to him because I've been bashing him for a while, not just Erasmo, but I also want to give credit to Scott Servais. I really like the way he managed the game on Wednesday. I thought it was his best game of the year. Now, some of the moves he made didn't work out, but as I was sitting there watching, I was, in my head, I was going, I would do this, and then he would, and then that's what would happen. And I'm not saying I'm a major league manager by any stretch, but I really like the way he managed the bullpen. He knew he had the day off. He was really trying to mix and match and get guys in the right situation. He didn't wait to go to Diaz, even though, you know, it would have been easy to say, well, I don't want Diaz leading off an inning. He said, nope, we have 9 runs. We got to win this game. So I'm going to, if they can score 10, then they win. And I like the way he managed that. So credit to Erasmo Ramirez, which is weird. After we spent the last podcast bashing him, he's had 3 great starts. And credit to Scott Servais, who, you know, somehow, some way is making this thing work. In particular with the bullpen, I thought he managed it really well the last series. And really over the last week, I think he's done a nice job. So credit to those two guys. And those are my positive takeaways from the last series.
Dan, what about you?
Yeah, look. Well, I think the main positive thing, sorry, I'll cut out there for a second. The main positive thing, I think, from the Atlanta series is the 2 wins. The defense was, she was pretty bad, and especially that first game with the 4 errors, and the pitching sort of was up and down, but most of the time was pretty good, but yeah, the defense sort of, it struggled, I think, a fair bit in Atlanta. I don't know if it was a new stadium or not, and nobody's ever been there, or if it was just the humidity down in Atlanta, but it was, it wasn't real pretty, but hey, it's another series win, brings us another step closer to where we have to be, and I think with the results that there's been today, I think everybody that we needed to lose today lost, so it was a good day to have a day off today as well and get into New York. Especially with that crazy game in Detroit today, with all the ejections and all the brawls and all that sort of stuff, and New York probably not getting in there till late. I think that's only going to help us over the weekend as well.
Yeah, I agree with both of you that the 2-day wins are really true. And the fact that we got them without Cruz, and Erasmo Ramirez picked up his own slack during his first two major league hits, and Marco Gonzalez, or not Marco, that's what I'm talking about, yeah.
The pitchers actually did pretty well at the plate, I mean,
The pitchers
were great, except for Diaz, but that's fine.
Yeah, but we'll forgive you.
I was watching the game with my family, and I said, if I was Scott Service, I'm telling Diaz to stand as far away from home plate as he wants. True. And every time he swings the bat, I'm fining him $10,000 because I'm not going to watch him pull a back muscle trying to swing or something. And that's basically exactly what he did. So,
You won that game. That's important.
100%. Definitely.
I think it was one of those where I think it was a little gutsy of Service to put Cruz in that second game, just on the fact that, you know, Cruz is not, you know, he's not a defensive outfielder anymore, and, you know, that's, it's okay. I mean, we don't pay him to play defense. We pay him to, we pay him to hit homers. But, all that's to say, I thought it was a good series overall, you know, a tough 3-0 loss, but, you know, some nights, or 4-0 loss, excuse me, but some nights the Mariners offense just stalls, and some nights their pitching isn't great, but, you know, if the Mariners can continue this trend of 2 out of 3, 2 out of 3, 2 out of 3, obviously we've said in the past that that's not good enough, but this American League West has, or not American League West, but this American League in general has proved us wrong multiple times on what is good enough and what isn't good enough. You know, we had a 5-game losing streak and we're still only 2.5 back. So, I mean, it's one of those where if the Mariners can just play kind of this way that they have, the 9-2-1 in series since the All-Star break, so 9 wins, 2 losses, and 1 tie since the All-Star break in series. And so that's a really positive trend. And so if the Mariners can just continue that and build on that, especially this weekend with a big series in New York, it would be a very big step forward. And honestly, 2 out of 3 could really, you know, for the rest of the way, if they play 2 out of 3 ball, you know, that would probably get them into the playoffs. But, guys, what do you see ahead, looking ahead to this weekend, other than the fact that Kyle Seager is going to be wearing a jersey that says Corey's brother on the back? What do you guys think? Colby, give us your thoughts first.
Yeah, the pitching matchups certainly don't look favorable. I can't believe I'm saying this, but, you know, it kind of hurts to not have Erasmo Ramirez starting one of these games. But, you know, you're playing in New York, the pitching, I think it's going to be a battle of two offenses. We'll have to wait and see if Robinson Cano can play. Obviously, that's a big blow if he can't. But like I said, the pitching's not looking great. But, you know, the Mariners had the off day today. The bullpen should be in pretty good order compared to New York, who, you know, got into a wrestling match and then also managed to lose a baseball game today. So, you know, like, I think the pitching definitely favors New York. Honestly, if I could get out of there with 1 out of 3, I mean, it's not ideal, but with the way the rest of the American League is playing right now, I feel like don't get swept. Go in there. If you can take 2 out of 3, fantastic. But if you can take 1 and then you go to Baltimore, who, you know, I don't think Baltimore's all that good. I don't think they're better than you. But, you know, for this series, find a way to win 1. If you can find a way to win 2, that's fantastic. Hopefully Robbie can play. If not, we'll see what happens there. But, you know, I expect a lot of runs to be scored. And also we'll see if the suspensions get handed out and if the players appeal. That might make them eligible or ineligible for the series. So we'll just have to wait and see. The whole thing, there's a lot of news that's going to drop tomorrow at around, I don't know, probably, what, 1 o'clock noon? Pacific Standard Time, so there's going to be a lot of news dropped there. But like I said, right now, they take 1 out of 2, they take 1 of 3, I'm satisfied. If they can take 2 out of 3, I'm jumping up and down. That's a really good series for them, so that's what I'm looking for.
Dan, what about you?
Yeah, I'm a little bit the same as Colby. I'm hoping for minimum 1. If we get 2 out of 3, it's going to be a real good weekend for us. I'm not a big fan of Baltimore either. I reckon we can do a bit of damage there. But yeah, I suppose it all depends on, well, it'll help out with the suspensions if what happens. I'm sure DeSantis, even though I don't think he meant to hit, I think it was Sainz and Cannon in the head.
Yeah, but 98 in the head after that fight, does it really matter if he mattered, yeah, if he meant to?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. I think he'll get a bit of a lengthy suspension. I think it could be
five,
anywhere up to 10 to 15 days, sort of thing, maybe even more.
Mm-hmm.
I think Gary Sanchez, I think he's going to get suspended too.
He threw some punches, and I think, was it Canely, the new guy? I mean,
yeah, the guy that picked up from the White Sox.
So, I mean,
in a Fraser deal. Yeah, well, he was the first one to get ejected, so that bullpen could be really, really short this weekend. Which really helps if we can get, but in saying that, they'll still have Chapman and Robinson, but if you can get away from the Tampas for the weekend, then that's always going to be a good result. It all depends, I suppose, with New York's attitude. If they're going to come in all guns blazing and really annoyed and pissed off, they could come out fine for the whole weekend, but if they're sort of a little bit hungover from the whole Detroit series and stuff like that, right, we could get really lucky and take 2 out of 3, or even sweep them. So, yeah, I'm positive about the weekend, but we'll sort of see how we go, I think.
Yeah, I think I think I agree with Kobe that, you know, I hope we don't get swept. That would be brutal. But at the same time, you know, even on pitches going in aren't, you know, the greatest options we've got. I think this, you know, the Mariners team has proven that it's not really about how well they pitch, it's about how well they hit. And, you know, even on a night when you get up 6 runs, you can score 9 and win the game, you know, that kind of thing. And I think it's just one of those where this team realizes that, you know, down the stretch when they're still in contention, they're going to have to play good baseball, they're going to have to score runs, and, you know, they did that on Wednesday night by, you know, trailing early, coming back, trailing again, coming back, taking a lead, keeping that lead, building on that lead, you know, that kind of thing. And I think it's one of those where the Mariners realize, like, oh, wow, we actually really have to, like, start playing like a real team, playing to win baseball games because we can't afford losses anymore at this point. I just think that the Yankees are obviously a really good baseball team, and the Mariners can hopefully capitalize on, you know, the disappearance of Aaron Judge, the, you know, like this, the Yankees team we're facing tomorrow is a lot different than the Yankees team we played last time we played them, or even the time before that, like the other times we played them this year. This is a different Yankees team, and I'm not saying that that's going to, you know, mean the Mariners are going to go in and just run the place, but I'm just saying the last time we played the Yankees didn't go so hot for us, and I think it's one of those where the Mariners, while are a little bit worse, like while they're a little bit worse, I feel like the Yankees are also worse, and so I think that ultimately the Mariners have a really decent shot of playing pretty well this weekend, and I think I agree with you that if the Mariners can come out of this weekend still up, you know, at 500, that would be a really good spot because, you know, they're other 2 over right now. So 2 over right now, yeah. And if they could just, you know, lose 2, win 1, be 1 over, but yeah, just like right there, like that would be really, really a good thing. And if they could somehow snag 2 and stay, get to 3 over, I guess, that would be phenomenal. And I don't even want to talk about a sweep because that would be insane. But we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But, you know, it's one of those where I think this team is a good team, and they're going to play well this weekend, and they're just going to play well. And, you know, it's players' weekend. There's a little swagger. We know Dyson's got an ego, and even though he's not playing, but he's got his ego still there. Segura's kind of the same way. Hey, Cruz got a swagger. Cano's got a swagger. Yeah, hopefully, Cano will be playing, but who knows. But it's just one of those where it's like, you know, you're walking in, these guys all, you know that, you know, this is meaningful baseball. And Alonso has been balling out. That's the one thing we haven't even talked about on this podcast, but he's been absolutely killing it. So I think it's one of those where we just expect that this team's going to play well and hope that they pick up the slack on the pitching. But anyway, we'll wrap this up by talking really quickly about the injuries to Heredia and Cano, because both of them exited Wednesday's game after Heredia got hit by a pitch, and Cano pulled likely a hamstring. Cody, what are your thoughts on that?
To me, Robinson Cano leaving a game is not a good sign, and not just for the obvious reason that he's leaving the game. So we know Robinson Cano is a very tough guy. His second year in Seattle, he played through double sports hernias all season, and we never knew. So, I mean, for him to actually come out of a game tells me that this is probably more serious than we would like it to be. I mean, I would love to look down at my Twitter feed tomorrow and say, hey, Robinson Cano's playing second base. You know, it turned out it wasn't a hamstring. It was just some kind of cramp or something from dehydration. But I think we're looking at something that, you know, even if he can play through it, it's probably going to limit him to basically a statue out at second base who can't really, he's just going to destroy you on the bases. And if that's the case, I mean, it's counterintuitive, but I would almost rather you put him on the DL and just let him get ready for September. You know, we'll see what happens there. There was no news reported today. I kind of thought maybe we would get something, but I guess with the off day, it makes sense that we would find out tomorrow. You know, we'll see. There's some activity on the farm. A few of the low A guys have gotten called all the way up to AAA, which kind of makes me think that maybe there's a deal in the works, or maybe, you know, they're preparing for something that we're not seeing right now. But, you know, it's obviously bad news. We'll have to see if he's in the lineup. But for Robinson Cano to leave a game that the Mariners had not, they didn't have it in hand yet. I believe that they were tied or up by one when he came out. It's less than ideal, and I hope he's okay, but I'm expecting to hear some kind of legit hamstring pull, and he's going to be out for 2 weeks tomorrow. That's what I'm expecting to hear.
Dylan, what are you thinking?
Yeah, we just kind of catch a break with all these injuries, can't we? It's just injury after injury, and just, yeah, like Cody said, I think 2 weeks is a good outcome with Cano. We don't want him at the 50% sort of thing, just there to be there. We need him, and we need Cruz. We need all these guys, be it 90-plus, 100, close to 100%, to sort of get us where we want to go. I don't know. I don't feel too confident with Motta. Sort of playing every day at second base. But in saying that, he came out there the other day and
2 for 3.
Had a couple of doubles.
Stole base. Yeah,
and looked really good.
Feel the foul, baby.
Yeah, that's it. And he played really well. He seems to have sort of played really well every time there's been an injury. Like, I remember when he was really hot when Segura went down, and then as soon as Segura came back up, he was only sort of playing every now and again, and he just sort of didn't have the same sort of thing. So, you never know. Maybe he just likes that limelight and being knowing that he's going to be in the starting role every day. His name's going to be in the lineup, and he can just go to work rather than sort of just sitting on the bench and getting a spot start once a week or so. I think we do need a replacement for Cano if he hits the DL, which I'm expecting tomorrow to sort of have news when I wake up in the morning here in Australia of Cano's on the DL. They're ready to day to day, and hoping that we can still keep down as our team somehow, because we're starting to run out of that field.
Right.
We're good at this one. Funnily last, I think, should be a motto of his career, you know.
I haven't heard if he's cleared or not, though.
Yeah, 48 hours after he was, so I think we'll hear about that tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, I'm expecting that he'll clear. I mean, one of those where, you know, guys that are hitting really 60.
Yeah. We're still making a little bit of money. I mean, he's not a minimum guy, yeah.
Yeah, he's not 30. I think he'll probably clear and get some back to Tacoma for a while.
If Heredia goes down and they put him on the DL, they can bring him back up. I mean, they don't have to wait. So I hope you're right, but I had this sneaky feeling that somebody might claim him, just to kind of screw with the Mariners, because, I mean, you know, why let the Mariners have a guy that they need for free?
It's true. That's really true. Especially if, you know, I mean, somebody like that, you know, someone who works with us, you know, just claim them and say, hey, we'll play that game. Point is, with the Mariners right now, the most important thing they've got on the radar, besides that, you know, announcement of injuries tomorrow, is a series with New York. And they got three games in the Bronx, and hopefully they can play pretty well and get them at least one of those games to win. It'll be tough with the starting pitching matchups, but, you know, they've shown they can score and score and score, and hopefully back in the AL, Cruz will be able to play and get that bat hot again, and Ronda Alonso will keep playing well, and, you know, so on and so forth. But, yeah, I like where this Mariners team's at right now, especially, you know, only half game back, and it's middle of August, we're almost wrapping up August, you know, and the Mariners are still right in the thick of it. And so I think, you know, if you ask me that, I'd hope the Mariners would be, you know, this is about as, you know, say this, you know, it's a little frustrating, they're here. But at the same time, you know, they're living the league. So we'll see what happens. Any closing thoughts before we wrap this up?
Just with what you were just saying there then, and saying, like, you're happy with where the Mariners are. Like, if you said to me at the start of the season, you're going to be sitting a game out late August, your starting rotation is going to be decimated all year, and at the start of August, you're going to have Giovanni Gallardo, Ariel Miranda, and then three guys that probably aren't even in the organization pitching for you, including Rafael Ramirez. But you're going to be happy with that. I don't know where Paxton, Felix, those guys are at. But whatever happens, I suppose, with this season, it's been pretty fun. Like, it's been pretty good. We're still here. We've still got a big chance, especially if we can get one or two of those guys back for the last 15 to 16 games sort of thing. We can go on a bit of a run, but we're just gotta hang around that sort of game or two out of the wild card and just hang tight, I think.
Yep. Totally.
My final thought would be I would like to see Jerry go make a move. It doesn't necessarily have to be for starting pitching. I think he's made it pretty clear that he would like for that to happen, but with every team in the American League in it, it's really tough to go and find anybody who's actually an upgrade. But I still think there's things you can do. I think you can go maybe find a bullpen piece or, you know, go find a utility guy or somebody to play for Cano while he's on the DL, we think he's going to be. And there's a few guys out there. There's Brandon Phillips, who's cleared waivers. There's Asdrubal Cabrera, who's cleared waivers. And, you know, if you're worried about where those guys are going to play when Cano's back healthy, who cares? It'll be September, you know, middle of September. Those guys can keep you afloat at second base. And you know, at that point, they're going to be bench guys, but they can play third base. They can play shortstop. I mean, so it's just an upgraded utility guy. And at the end of the day, you know, you go from playing for the Mets or the Braves and you come to the Mariners in the middle of a playoff hunt, you know, I would hope that you would say, yeah, you know, I might only get to play two times a week, but I'll take that trade for this season for a chance to be in a playoff race. So we'll see. But I would like to see Jerry make a move here in the next 6 days.
Yeah, totally agree. If the Mariners can boost this team a little bit, hopefully, you know, put a band-aid on the issues they're having, you know, just trying to hold this team together. You know, I'd be really shrewd of Jerry. So, you know, here's the hoping, and, you know, go Mariners for these next couple of days, and hoping to get a nice looking series against New York. Okay. Let's go, guys.
Let's do it.
Alrighty. Well, I think that about concludes episode 15 of the Soto Major Podcast. We'll catch up back again later after the Mariners have this weekend series and so on. And if you haven't checked it out, we have the mini podcasts from the last couple of days. You can check those out on the website or on our Twitter page. BlogTalkRadio.com has them. Search Soto Mojo in the box there. And yeah, we just got a lot of stuff. We'll be back here with another podcast sometime later. Guys, signing off.
Let's go. Bring it. Go Mariners.